Well, today we're joined by Laura McGuire, who's with the Red Cross, a spokesperson for the Red Cross. And boy, they need a lot of spokespeople these days to keep reminding folks of the urgency with regard to those blood drives out there. Always a shortage. Laura, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
I suppose you're getting a lot of these types of visits these days, talking about the urgency. I understand there's always an urgency, but it seems like it's been even greater here lately.
Absolutely. What I can tell you is the Red Cross is constantly in, we always want to keep blood on the shelf. We never know when patients are going to need blood. So yes, the Red Cross does have a critical need for type O blood. We're encouraging people to come in and roll up a sleeve and give blood, bring a friend, bring a family member, you know, make an appointment. We make it so easy. We have an awesome staff that coaches you through the process. And we also have something kind of special going on, thanks to Amazon. Between now and June 10th, anyone who does come in to present to donate will receive a $5 Amazon.com gift card as our way of saying thanks.
Well, talk about type O. Why is the need for type O so critical?
Well, it's kind of twofold. First of all, type O negative is the universal blood type. So if you're ever in an accident or an emergency situation and the doctors don't have time to type your blood, O negative works on everyone. So obviously super, super important. O positive as well is pretty special from the fact that it can be transfused to Rh positive patients. So if you know you have a positive blood type, O positive is kind of like the universal positive blood type as well. And just to kind of put it into perspective as to how critical of a need we are, usually we have, you know, our shelves stocked with blood, but right now we're at about a two-day supply of type O. And really where we'd like to be is a five-day supply. So even to get even more specific, we need 60 units of type O blood for every 1,000 people, and ideally we'd like to have 14. So you can tell our numbers are quite down, and again, we're putting that call out there. The need for blood is constant. It's kind of like a cell phone where it constantly needs to be recharged, and the reason for that is twofold. One, blood cannot be manufactured yet. The only way we can get it is through one another. And a lot of people don't know, but blood does have an expiration date. So obviously, if you're ever in a situation, we want to be able to provide you blood, the freshest, safest, most, you know, best blood that there is.
Well, and the O types, too, would be especially critical for everyone, considering that you're going to have time for the medical professionals to type someone's blood if they're coming in for a planned surgery. But anything could happen to any one of us at any time where we end up in an emergency room situation, and oftentimes they don't have time for that.
Exactly, and that's why we really have a critical need for type O blood. But we're asking donors, you know, if you don't know your blood type, this is an awesome way to find out. Come in, give blood, download our Red Cross blood app. And what's kind of neat is after your appointment and after you give blood, we will be in touch with you. You will know what your blood type is. We even go as far as telling you where your blood kind of ends up in the United States. So we like to keep blood local, but sometimes if there's a need, you know, across state lines, we are sophisticated enough to be able to transport and make blood available for everyone.
You know, a lot of times we like at different times of the year to discuss why the need becomes so critical. Obviously, during the holidays, people are busy. You get different times during the summer months, maybe when folks are on vacation and things. But honestly, Laura, the need is always there, and we can come up with excuses all the time. We just need to figure out a way to maybe plan for that, put this as part of our lives.
You know, again, I can't stress that it is a constant need. And, you know, sometimes we like to reach out to our media partners, like I'm talking with you today, and just get the message out there to the public. We have a great telemarketing team and a marketing team getting the message out as well. And, you know, I would never want to be in a situation where someone I loved didn't have the blood on the shelves for a planned surgery or an emergency. And what I can tell you is that, you know, go to redcrossblood.org. There we make it super easy with a drop-down box. You can add your zip code, and it will bring up all the blood drives in the area. And you can hop online, make an appointment, and in less than an hour, we have you in and out the door.
I'm just kind of curious, Laura. I'm sure there are some statistics somewhere, but for example, in the summer months when we do so much more traveling, there's more opportunity for accidents and things. Is the need there even more so during the summer months in emergency rooms?
I would say that, yes, that is true. We do have two times of the year. The summer is one time that we see our inventory dip, not only due to people being out and about, but some of our regular donors take vacations and they necessarily don't make their appointments to come in to give blood. We've got more people traveling, so yes, more situations for car accidents. They say that the average car accident could require a person to have about 100 units of blood. So that's a lot of blood if anyone ever gets in an accident. But again, keeping in mind that the decreased levels are also due to high schools and college students being off for the summer months. And we see about 20% of our blood products coming from high schools and colleges. So when they're not in session, we do see, you know, so there's many factors, I guess, is where I'm going that brings down our inventory level.
Sure. So the rest of us need to pick up the slack.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're always looking for new donors, old donors, young donors. Some of the eligibility requirements are that you need to be 16 years old with parental consent. You need to have a form of ID when you come in. And we do ask that you weigh 110 pounds and to be in relatively good health. And the process is super easy. We get you in. We give you some reading information. We take you through a little mini health history. We look at, do you have a fever? What's your blood pressure? Obviously, we want you safe to give blood, and we want your blood safe as well. And we take a little finger prick and make sure that the hemoglobin levels are appropriate for giving blood. And we get you in the, you know, on the table. The needle is in your arm for 8 to 10 minutes. And after that, you're kind of treated to some refreshments and you're out the door.
Yeah, it's something you can do over your lunch hour.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's what I say. It's always kind of fun to bring a coworker, bring a neighbor, bring a friend, you know, bring someone with you, maybe who has never donated before, and let them see the process and how easy it is. And, you know, again, I can't talk about the gratification that you get when you're done donating blood. Obviously, you walk away feeling really good that you really did make a difference in, you know, someone's life.
Right. You mentioned in a car accident, for example, someone in the emergency room could use dozens of units of blood. So I'm curious, when someone comes in to donate blood, how many units are taken?
The whole body has about 10 units of blood, 10 liters of blood, and we take out 1 liter. So, you know, it's obviously a safe amount. Some donors actually qualify for something called a power red, in which case we're able to take out 2 liters or 2 units of blood. But in that procedure, the plasma and the white blood cells are put back into your body, so we're able to get that double concentrated dose. But that's something that your people can talk to our staff about and see if they're eligible for a power red donation.
Yeah, I guess the point being is that, we use it a lot faster than we donate it.
Absolutely. The blood is going out of the building faster than it's coming in. And again, we never want to be in a situation. We strive for the Red Cross mission to have blood where and whenever it's needed. So anything anyone can do, again, redcrossblood.org is the perfect place to find any information about giving blood, making appointments, what the process is, eligibility.
And for those with smartphones, you still have the app?
We still have the app. I've heard wonderful things about the app. It's great because it reminds you of when your appointments are, how often you can donate. It tells you where your blood goes. It gives your blood type. So it's a really super blood donor app to have on your phone.
You bet. So check all those out.
And for those people that might not be that tech savvy, we've got the old 1-800 Red Cross phone number too, and our people are able to help you out, you know, through the phone lines as well.
Absolutely. Well, still lots of opportunities to donate. We have many of them coming up here, too, very soon locally, and we'll tell you more about that. But we hope you take the opportunity to at least think about it and consider being a part of the solution there and helping out with those donations. Laura, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate all the good hard work you and the American Red Cross provide for us.
Thank you for getting our message out there. We totally appreciate it.